Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Steve Kathan. Just hours away now from a historic moment, a court appearance by a former president of the United States to face federal criminal charges. There are 37 counts against Donald Trump in the classified documents case. CBS's Stephen Portnoy begins our coverage in Miami.
The afternoon proceeding shouldn't take very long. Just enough time for the defendants, Trump and his body man Walt Nauta, to enter their initial pleas and for the magistrate judge to set the conditions for their release. Security here in downtown Miami has ramped up, and the posture inside the courthouse is also tightened with additional metal detectors now positioned just outside the 13th floor courtroom where Trump will appear. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Miami officials said they support people gathering to protest peacefully and promised a heavy presence of local and federal police outside.
We're bringing enough resources to handle crowd anywhere from 5,000 to 50,000.
Any crowd isn't likely to get a glimpse of Trump.
The latest government numbers point to inflation easing. CBS's Jill Schlesinger with a look at consumer prices.
Although prices increased during May, they did so at a slower pace. Year over year, the consumer price index is ahead by 4%. That was the smallest annual increase since March of 2021 and down significantly from the 4.9% reading in April.
It's expected Fed policymakers will skip an interest rate hike this week. Overseas, the U.S. military is dealing with a helicopter incident that happened in Syria. CBS's Cammie McCormick on the details that have emerged so far.
The U.S. Central Command said in a statement 22 service members were hurt to varying degrees. The statement called it a mishap and said there was no enemy fire reported. At least 10 of the troops were evacuated elsewhere to higher care facilities.
As we hear this morning from CBS's Vicki Barker, a new study finds there's been significant progress in treating, even curing, breast cancer.
The large-scale, multi-year study of 500,000 breast cancer patients found five-year survival rates have soared in the past 30 years, with women diagnosed between 2010 and 2015 66% less likely to die than those diagnosed in the 1990s.
Denver police are investigating the shooting in the street celebrations that followed the Nuggets' NBA title win. Nine people wounded. Police say the suspect was wounded, too. As for the game, Denver beat Miami 94-89, sending fans into a joyful frenzy.
This was the most incredible night ever. So friggin' stressful down to the minute, but we did it!
Checking Wall Street. Right now the Dow is up 125 points. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at progressive.com.
Saluting Vets is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Giselle Futrell is a Marine veteran and current executive director of the National Veterans Art Museum. She says the museum showcases the healing power of art.
Human beings aren't designed to go to those uncomfortable places. The best thing that the public can do for our veterans is to listen. So this is a place of listening.
O'Reilly has more than 80 specialty loaner tools for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Before New Cascade Platinum Plus, I would pre-rinse all my dishes because my old detergent just wouldn't get them clean. But now, I do dishes differently. A no pre-wash, no rewash, money-back guaranteed kind of different. Because Cascade Platinum Plus has double the grease-fighting power of Dawn built right in, with twice the scrubbing power, giving me a clean that lets me break all the dish rules. I just scrape, load, and I'm done. Yep, so clean. With Cascade Platinum Plus, I dare to dish differently.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. More than 130,000 car accidents occur in Wisconsin each year. If you're in an accident and experience any injuries or losses caused by another, you may be entitled to compensation. Gingras Thompson & Wachs has over 35 years of experience in handling car accident cases. Their team of personal injury attorneys is dedicated to helping you get the justice you deserve.
All in to win. Jim West, Thompson, and Watts. GTWLawyers.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in Central Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Rapids Special Olympics team made a great showing at the State Summer Games in Whitewater over the weekend. Follow-up coach Bob Shear said the team really enjoyed the experience and the chance to meet other athletes.
They had a chance to compete and just to be with themselves and other athletes from other areas.
They had two first-place winners, but no one was more proud than the third-place winner of the women's 100-meter walk.
So when everybody went up and said hi to her, she had to say, hey, I got a third place.
The bus ride home on Saturday was full of celebration and laughter.
Oh, it was, they were just so wound up and so funny. It was great.
The team now gets a chance to rest and enjoy the summer, except for lead coach Mark Hirschberg.
Our season's done. Coach is going to do the laundry.
The Special Olympics team will start their next season in the fall. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Down.
That's so it goes. United States is for Fig Newton. It was named after Newton, Massachusetts.
Oh.
I haven't had a Fig Newton in a really long time.
It's because they're bad cookies.
That's so it goes. Man, you're really downing on a lot of things that I like this morning. Jeez, don't yuck my yum.
That's so it goes. Don't what?
Don't yuck my yum.
Got it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Welcome to the 11 o'clock hour of As Goes Wisconsin. I am your host, Kristen Bry, here with Jane Madnair. And diving right into our first guest for this hour, it's almost a year. Which is wild to think about.
It is.
It's been almost a year since on June 24th, 2022, the Supreme Court came down with their Dobbs v. Jackson decision, altering the reality for women in Wisconsin, people across the country. And it's been a wild year since of lawsuits and unbelievably tragic stories that we've heard of as far as people with wanted pregnancies and realities they've had to face, unwanted pregnancies and realities they've had to face. And so we thought we would talk to Jenny Higgins, who is has both a PhD and an MPH, and she is the director of UW's Collaborative for Reproductive Equity, also known as CORE. She's a professor of obstetrics. Thank you. gynecology at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Welcome to the show, Jenny.
Thanks for having me. I'm really happy to be here. I appreciate your attention to this issue.
Yeah. And it's, you know, throughout the year, we've certainly, because this show started early July, so it was right on the heels of the decision. And so we've talked about it a fair amount, but it's wild to think that it's been a year. And in Wisconsin, despite, you know, I guess we've elected Justice-elect Janet Protasiewicz, which is maybe a light at the end of the tunnel as far as legally what is in Wisconsin, but functionally, pragmatically, what is in place today is still a complete ban. And, you know, I would say this as a personal anecdote. It's like, I'm currently 24 weeks pregnant. And like, that has been top of mind, right? Like that was top of mind last year before it was like knowing that I wanted to get pregnant of like what the reality is now living in this state. And so I'm so excited to talk to you, but let's just start at the very beginning as far as like, what is CORE? What is the work that you all do?
Sure. CORE is a research initiative. So our primary lane is evidence and collecting information and data and collating things on behalf of the state of Wisconsin on abortion, contraception, other aspects of reproductive autonomy. We're housed in the medical school, the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health in the Department of OBGYN. That helps you get around the pronunciation woes if you just say OBGYN.
I usually can pronounce it. It's just, you know, sometimes words are hard.
Yeah, well, you've been seeing, I imagine, some obstetricians in the last few months here. But we're interdisciplinary. So we have social scientists and clinicians and communications experts and community engagement professionals all part of our team. And we love the work we get to do at this moment in particular. When we started, abortion was still legal in Wisconsin, albeit very restricted. Mm-hmm. And then the Dobbs decision really put our work into a whole different kind of gear.
And so what has, I guess in two different buckets, as CORE, what has the last year been like? But I guess that's in like linked to what it's been like for women in general over the last year living in Wisconsin.
Right. I mean, what we're facing is nothing compared to the obstacles that people who are seeking abortions are facing, yeah. Right? In terms of how our work has changed, in many ways, our true north has remained the same, right? We're generating evidence to try to create better programs and policies. So we, in terms of how our day-to-day life changed, we went into a higher gear with trying to collect information on what's happening to people as a result of the Dobbs decision, and then the consequences to Wisconsinites and their families as a result of this decision. We can, in the short term, say certain things, but as you know, research is also a long game. Mm-hmm. And some of the impacts of this, and in fact, some of the research we've done at CORE is decades old, right? Like where we can look, we've been able to track for decades in one case, what's happened to people who weren't able to access abortion care. So while we're in this for the short term, we're also in this for the long run too, to document those consequences.
And so is part of the work collecting numbers? And I don't even know how you start to collect those as far as like people who are leaving the state when there's an unwanted pregnancy, people who have had a wanted pregnancy, but something has gone wrong. Cause that's obviously a conversation I had with my gynecologist as far as like what happens if that 20-week scan does not go to plan. And you know, I think so many, anecdotally, we hear those stories, at least I hear those stories pop up in headlines and testifying in front of Congress with the woman who testified, I think she was from Texas, and just the horrific situation she went through. And so are we starting to be able to collect numbers of like how many people have been affected in Wisconsin over the last year?
We certainly have collected numbers on just the sheer number of abortions that are taking place or not taking place in Wisconsin and other states. So let me take kind of the larger numbers first, and then I can take some of those really powerful individual stories next, because they matter a lot as well. So at the larger level, we know that in the months leading up to the Dobbs decision, about 600 abortions were taking place in Wisconsin every month. Now, I'll pause with a really important caveat. That number doesn't represent all of the people in Wisconsin who desire abortion care. It represents the actual number of abortions, right? Because we know some people aren't able to get over the cost and other obstacles.
Well, and also because even before the Dobbs decision, basically it was Sheboygan, Milwaukee, and Madison.
Right.
We're the only places.
And Sheboygan was medication, abortion only care. And we had documented prior to Dobbs that when clinics in Appleton and Green Bay closed and people had to travel farther to care for certain parts of our state, the birth rates in those counties went up. Meaning when you increase the distance, even just by a 100 or 200 or 300 miles, some people can't overcome that distance barrier to get care. So we already know prior to Dobbs that at least some people in Wisconsin who would have wanted to get abortion care could not, and we're being forced to carry pregnancies to term, and we expect those numbers to go up. But just in terms of the sheer number of abortions that took place in the formal healthcare system prior to Dobbs, it was about 600 a month leading up to Dobbs. And then we know that that number has gone to virtually zero. So we do, of course, have this exception for in our state to save the life of the pregnant person. And there have been certainly a handful of cases along those lines. But for if we think about sort of a larger epidemiologic trend, it's less, you know, it's essentially zero each month abortions that have been happening in Wisconsin. That equates to, in the course of a year, about 7,000 abortions that haven't taken place in Wisconsin that would have taken place if the Dobbs decision had not gone into effect. So about, you know, about 590 people a month. And that's, think about each one of those people, right? Each one of those numbers within 7,000 is a person who had to either leave the state, self-manage an abortion, or carry a pregnancy to term. Now, we also know what's happened to numbers in our neighboring states. Mm-hmm. We live by two haven states, Minnesota and Illinois. So in some ways, we're in a better situation than people in some states that are also bordered by other restrictive states. But we also know that the numbers in Minnesota and Illinois, the increases those states have seen, can't make up for the decreases in restrictive states like Wisconsin. Meaning, while we have seen increases, we know there are still people who are not getting the abortions that they would have gotten otherwise. Does that make sense?
Totally. We're talking to Jenny Higgins, who's the director of UW. Oh, sorry, I'm just going to introduce you. We're talking to Jenny Higgins, who's the director of UW's Collaborative for Reproductive Equity, about what the last year has looked like since the Dobbs decision came down from the Supreme Court on June 24th of last year. So I'll let you keep going talking, Jenny.
No, thank you. Forgive me for interrupting. So essentially, while we know that some Wisconsinites are leaving the state to get care, we know that others have been unable to do so. And one other data point I'll share in terms of sort of broader numbers, there's a service called Aid Access, which is an online service for medication abortion. So someone can obtain the same pills that are used in Planned Parenthoods and abortion clinics and other abortion healthcare centers. They can order those by mail, get guidance, and take those. Aid Access orders in Wisconsin went up threefold in the months following Dobbs. So not surprisingly, people were seeking medication abortion services in a self-managed way at higher rates than they had done prior to Dobbs. So we know that some people are at least ordering those pills. We don't have data yet on how many of them have successfully taken them and managed their abortions at home.
And we only have about 2 minutes before we have to go to break, but then wanted to definitely keep you through the break to talk about some of the other, what research has documented about impacts on abortion restrictions, besides the obvious of like, I have not been able to access something that I wouldn't need for my healthcare. But as far as, is it mostly still anecdotal as far as the unwanted pregnancies of people? I mean, the wanted pregnancies that there has a complication that this is also affected?
Yeah, those stories are so important and so powerful, and we've heard such stories in Wisconsin. A colleague of ours in California has collected stories from across the country, including Wisconsin, along these lines. And my colleague Abby Cutler in the Department of OBGYN is starting a project to more specifically delineate those stories. So those are so powerful, and there's so much confusion among providers in some cases about what to do.
Absolutely. All right. Well, our guest, Jenny Higgins, will still be here on the other side of the break. If you have any questions, feel free to text those in 844-967-2789. And we'll be right back after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
One call. y'all can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Join the Port Edwards Firefighters Association and Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI in celebrating the Port Edwards Fire Department's 100th anniversary. On Friday, June 16th, WIRI will be on location from 5 to 7 p.m. at 431 Latender Avenue for the 36th Annual Street Dance, featuring the band Genesee Depot, opening for the headliner Road Trip. It's a night of fun and community with door and raffle prizes and food and beverages available for purchase. Come on down and help us make this year our best year yet. We'll see you there.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget their made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
The Wisconsin Rapids area will host the 18th Annual Cranberry Blossom Festival June 15th through the 18th. 2023. Join us as we celebrate our blossoming community with 25 events for the whole family, including a carnival, live music, arts, a parade, and more. Known for our rich cranberry heritage and special events, the four-day event highlights and supports outstanding groups in our community. Traditional favorites include the Berry Fest Raffle, the Dairy Berry Breakfast, Cinema Under the Stars, Kids Fishing, Arts and Crafts Parade, and the Duck Derby. For more information, visit blossomfest.com or check out their Facebook page.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us. From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Hi, currently it's 54 degrees.
So
welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry with Jane Madnair, and we are talking to Jenny Higgins, who is the director of UW's Collaborative for Reproductive Equity, on kind of looking back at the last year since Dobbs came down and Roe was overturned. And you know, we talked in the previous segment kind of just the numbers that we can deduce from what was happening pre-Dobbs in Wisconsin, what has happened as far as going to haven states like Minnesota or Illinois. But what research has CORE done on the, not the numbers, but like the actual impact as far as behavior, as far as how this affects families, how this affects partners? Because that's some of the research you guys do as well, right?
Right. It's some of the research that we're actively in the field collecting data on, but we are also drawing from research that we and many of our colleagues in the national sphere have done in recent decades. So I'll just highlight a few to the individual pregnant person, right? And I'm loath to talk about this around a pregnant person because I don't want to draw alarm. But we know that maternal mortality rates increase when abortion restrictions or bans go into place, yep. Right? Not because people are performing unsafe abortions, but because carrying a pregnancy to term is about 18 times riskier than having a first trimester abortion, right? So even though giving birth can be extremely safe, and I'm sure you're in good hands.
Sure, fine.
But when we look at a population level, carrying pregnancies and giving birth is just inherently riskier, right?
Yeah.
So we do anticipate that maternal mortality rates will go up. We've seen evidence of that. And we know that that's concentrated among women of color who already bear the tremendous burden of maternal mortality, especially in our state, right? It's egregious inequity. So maternal mortality is one. There's also indication that both physical health and mental health problems can come about when someone is denied desired abortion care. And, you know, everything from migraines, chronic headaches, hypertension, right, just due to the sort of increased strain and stress on one's life from having a child they weren't planning on having, to longer term mental health outcomes that we've shown to persist even into like middle age and beyond, right? So that when women have children they weren't planning on having, they often internalize the stress of that versus externalizing it onto the child, if that makes sense, right? Yeah. They adapt, they love these kids, they make it work, but there's an internalized cost. And then of course, we know that abortion restrictions are associated with reduced educational and economic outcomes, right? If you're having a child you weren't planning on having, your ability to go to school, your ability to hold full-time employment, both go down, right? Yeah. So that's another impact that we both have seen in the past, and we're expecting to see more, and we'll see widening inequities with the people in our state who already face the largest socioeconomic hurdles, right?
Not good, Jane. Not good.
It's just, it's so disturbing and so upsetting on so many different levels, Jenny. And I just remain outraged and disappointed by the fact that our lawmakers did not, they knew this was going to come down. They'd been shooting for this. They've been aiming for this. They've been hoping for this. And they made no specific exceptions for how to care for women who have a wanted pregnancy that encounters issues that needs to be dealt with. The whole thing of how close to death do we have to let her get before we can help her? Yeah. And I think that is unconscionable.
Right. And the law itself is very confusing and hard for clinicians to interpret, particularly because a condition isn't always immediately and clearly life-threatening, right? It could become life-threatening if certain things happen. So we've seen that we've heard accounts in some of our research studies of patients who are having miscarriages and go to an emergency department for help. And the staff can be worried, if I treat you, am I breaking the law? Like there's confusion around miscarriage management as well. So it's this law affects all of us, but it's a particularly grim reality for people who are having wanted pregnancies and needing care.
Well, and it's also a grim reality to add to what you said as far as maternal mortality is the numbers of potential OBGYNs who are not going to come to Wisconsin or stay in Wisconsin after they graduate because they don't want to practice and risk getting arrested.
Yeah, it's a great point. And we have research even prior to Dobbs. We did a large survey of physicians at UW School of Medicine, and 2/3 said they were worried that restrictive abortion policies would have physicians potentially leave the state, or they would limit their ability to recruit and retain top physicians. So we're worried about not only folks leaving, but the inability to retain great med students and doctors to have their careers here, to do the work that they want to do for patients.
Absolutely. Well, we only have a couple minutes left, but what is some of the, I guess I'll ask this instead, what is some of the upcoming research that you guys are even going to be focused on?
Yeah, we're really excited about the work we're doing in the field right now with a couple different populations, including using some ads on social media to recruit people who might be considering pregnancy. It's from a research perspective, it's a little bit like finding a needle in the haystack. Like, how do you find the people who might need abortion but who aren't calling a clinic because it's not, you know, available here, or who aren't calling a healthcare facility? So we're going to be trying that. We also will continue to really focus on the ways in which communities of color and low income communities are facing these and adapting these to these challenges. But mostly we just want to, I'll say that, like, even with a reconstituted Wisconsin Supreme Court, we're trying to emphasize the evidence showing all of the harm of the pre-Dobbs restrictions in Wisconsin on people. So that's maybe where I'll stop.
Where we'll end for today. Well, we'll definitely have you back. Jenny Higgins is the director of UW Collaborative for Reproductive Equity. This was so interesting. Thank you for your work, and thank you for spending time with us today.
Really appreciate it. And good luck with the continued pregnancy. You're going to be great.
I think so. We hope so. We're doing our best. All right. Thank you so much for your time. All right. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back after the bottom of the hour news. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Four northeastern Wisconsin counties are in the top 10 for tourism and spending in the state. Pete Schwabe has the story.
Brown County was ranked 5th, Outagamie 7th, Door County ranked 8th, and Winnebago ranked 9th. According to the Green Bay Press-Gazette, the reasons for the increase in visits to the area include the Packers, youth sports, lodging and dining, as well as the state's Lake Michigan shorelines. The area saw overall spending of $1.6 billion.
Local government representatives say they're happy with the deal that will bring them $500 million. Local governments have been pushing for years to get more money from the state, and they will finally get it under the first changes to the shared revenue system in decades. Groups like the Wisconsin League of Municipalities say the money will pay for essential services like police, fire protection, and streets. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. More than 7,000 truck accidents happen every year in Wisconsin. These accidents can be devastating, resulting in severe damage and trauma, often more severe than a regular car accident. Gingras Thompson & Walks can help. They'll assist you not only with the driver of the semi, but also the trucking and insurance companies, making sure you receive the compensation you deserve.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Fox, GTWLawyers.com.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Scattered rain showers likely this afternoon, otherwise overcast. Highs level off around 66. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, slight chance for scattered showers, lows around 53. A mix of clouds and sun again. Tomorrow, chance for scattered storms. High temperatures reach up to 81. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
It's more fun when it's sunny out.
And it feels kind of like October.
Yeah, and it's just cold. Like, how much of a drop there was over the weekend that we went from 83 on Saturday to 50s 60. On Sunday. I was so bundled up for the beer run.
I bet.
I had a hat. I had gloves. I had two, like, multiple layers on. It looked like it was November, not June. But did you hear this? So in lighter news, did you hear the Hollywood Foreign Press Association sold the Golden Globes?
It popped up on my feed and I was busy doing other things, so I didn't look closely at that. They did what?
So the Golden Globes finds new home as the Hollywood Foreign Press Association shuts down. Yeah.
The organization.
I don't know how this isn't bigger news. This, I feel like this was tucked away in my different newsletters, like my aggregate roundups of what's going on in the world. And in two different newsletters, this was in there, but it was like one line, like of like other things you need to know. But I feel like this is kind of a big deal. So Dick Clark Productions, alongside asset management company Elridge, has acquired all the assets, rights, and properties of the Golden Globes from the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. And the financial details of the transaction were not disclosed, but the deal will result in the end of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association and its membership.
Wow.
And so the next Golden Globes Awards will take place on January 7th, 2024. But there you go. So it feels like a...
That seems to cause some ripples.
Well, because they've been, you know, it's been, even when they had their Golden Globes this last year, there was the fact that it was the first time that they kind of came back since all the controversy. Obviously, they had canceled it, or there had been all, like every award show with COVID and stuff like that. But it had been all of this controversy around, you know, who was a member and racial stuff. And apparently they just didn't bounce back. So the California nonprofit announced Monday that it and asset management company Elridge acquired all the assets. But so Dick Clark Productions, it runs Billboard Music Awards and Dick Clark's New Year's Eve Rockin' Eve.
Yep.
And so now it will plan and host and produce the annual Golden Globes Awards show. And I don't see, so the dissolvement of the Hollywood Foreign Press and the transition of the Golden Globes to Dick Clark Production comes on the heels of several controversies surrounding the journalist organization. And I don't know, maybe it was just because so many people stopped their membership.
Well, so who is going to decide who wins?
I have no idea.
Is it just up to the people who are on the board of Dick Clark Enterprises? I mean, because the Golden Globes were awarded to people selected by the Hollywood Foreign Press.
Yeah. And so, and like when you think about the Oscars, it's the Academy. Like,
right.
You're in the Academy and
you can vote. Yes.
And so I don't know. But that, I saw that and I was like, how is this not bigger? Maybe it's just like from my Hollywood days. And still having, you know, an eye on things that are going on in entertainment, but feeling like, how is this like such a small story? I feel like that is one of the top five award shows every year. And so to have an entire membership organization dissolve and to sell that off feels like there is more to that story than what was covered.
Well, I guess today of all days, maybe it was easier to push down considering that a former president is in Florida being indicted on, what, 37?
Do we have any updates on that?
Have
you seen anything come through?
The only thing that I've seen is that there was a bomb threat.
Okay.
That Everybody had to clear out of the courthouse in Miami, and I believe they are back.
Okay, but nothing too crazy.
Nothing so far.
Nothing's come through as far as ridiculous amounts of violence or
not that I have seen. I will continue to look. The other thing that hit this morning, more good economic news, people. Inflation dropping even more than expected, down to 4% on the year.
I was wondering how that was going to turn out.
Yes.
Well, that's good.
That is good. For the average consumer, that means the price increases that we've all faced from gasoline, eggs, and groceries, clothing, and more are heading back in line to normal. In fact, inflation has now dropped 11 months in a row to the lowest point in 2 years.
So that brings up... And now we're kind of going to wing it a little bit, but I feel like the economy is better than we feel like it is. You know what I mean?
Yes.
When it feels like, all right, so it seems like, and maybe we need to have my brother back on the show to kind of talk about what's happening and what isn't happening. But when we talk about, and this is not just to like be like, Biden's doing such an incredible job or whatever, but it's like to think about numbers. Think about job creation. Think about unemployment numbers. Inflation is coming down. The market has not crashed.
Yep.
And yet, I feel like if you asked people about the economy, the general ethos is it's in the crapper. And I like, where is the cognitive dissonance there for us? And is it what responsibility lays at the feet of media who's talking about things because you got to fill time and we just got to talk about it every day. But it feels like so often when I'm reading the news and reading the headlines, there's this, we're on the edge feeling all the time. Like we're on the edge of a recession. We're on the edge of things are still bad. Inflation is still bad. And yet all of the core leading indicators and the numbers it feels like we rely on, and I'm not an economist,
right,
to tell us what's going on, are not that bad.
It has to be, again, it's just personal experience. I think what people are experiencing when they go to the grocery stores, some things are still markedly more expensive. Although, as we talked about, I think it was just last week, the price of eggs, which went insane,
yep,
they're now down to like $1.50.
Yeah.
Much closer to normal.
Totally, yeah.
And we're not hearing reports of that. When you heard all the egg prices are skyrocketing, the sky is falling, Chicken Little, and now that the egg prices are down, we're not hearing, hey, egg prices are down, go make omelets.
Well, and so I found this last week. So America, this is from Axios, America's economic holding pattern. So overall, Americans are not happy with the economy, which is weird because it's doing just fine. And it's just like managing our what we hear versus what is real, especially for those most of us who are not economists, to like use the data and information that we're given and the narratives that we're given to like build a conclusion. But so like there is the big picture is that the U.S. economy continues to defy the odds, right? And like May, the unemployment report, which was released, you know, a week or so ago, marked the 14th straight month that more jobs were created than the economists expected.
Yep.
And, you know, and compared to other countries, we're doing really well. Like the UK has sky high inflation and Germany is now officially in a recession. And we've created more than 4 million jobs in the last 12 months. GDP continues to grow and is up more than 5% from its pre-pandemic peak, even after accounting for inflation. The average U.S. employee now makes $33.44 more per hour, a raise of more than 17.5% since before the pandemic. And the stock market is up 10% so far this year, and we're not even halfway. Well, now I guess we're technically halfway through the year. But Americans, while they're broadly happy with their own personal finances,
okay,
a majority consistently thinks that we're in a recession, and just 18% think the national economy is in good shape. Isn't that wild?
There's such a disconnect. There is. There's just such a disconnect. And speaking of inflation rates, and I just looked this up, Turkey's inflation rate as of April of this year is 43%.
Wow.
43%. Ours is 4.
Wow.
And another thing I think we forget, when Donald Trump left office, he lost 2 million jobs.
And I'm going to push back a little bit.
It was COVID.
And no matter who was president at that point, there would have been job loss. And I'm not protecting Donald Trump. He mismanaged a lot of things. But I don't feel like you can just plainly say Donald Trump lost 2 million jobs.
Fair enough.
I know you want to.
But as we were talking about at the beginning of this program, we like to present things that are truthful and accurate.
But I just think this is like, what is wrong with our brains that there's such a disconnect from what's actually going on with the economy and how people feel about it.
But again, if you're looking to rent somewhere, if you're looking to buy a house, if you are looking to borrow money, all of that's really expensive. If you want to buy a car, I just think it's those things that lend people to believe that life is terrible. This is all terrible.
Maybe. I mean, and I think some of the problem still has been higher consumer prices, like you said, and like inflation's coming down. It's great news that it's coming down even more from the report today. But maybe it's like congressional dysfunction around the debt ceiling and like so much talk about the unsustainability of our national debt. And like, is that having a negative attitude in terms of our like a negative effects on our attitude towards the economy? Like, is it just doomerism in general? I would love to hear if anyone has a theory on why there's such a disconnect from the fact that like the actual numbers of how we measure the economy, GDP, unemployment, job creation, inflation is coming down. Like, we're doing okay. Like, what explains the fact that so many people still feel like this is not great? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. If you have any insight or theories as to why there's this huge disconnect, I would love to hear it.
Karina from Milwaukee on the phone. Karina, we only got about 2 minutes. What do you think?
I think that maybe so it's right that to compare on other countries, but we live in this country. And I'm telling you, every week I go to the store, prices are still going higher. Even though they say the gas is down, the interest rate goes up. My rent increased for $120. So I don't know. Maybe manipulation in the numbers. I know how to manipulate the numbers. And I can turn around and say 2 + 2 = 5. And I can prove it. So I'm not really sure if reality really connects to what the reports are saying. Backwards. It's not that we don't understand what is going on. Everything what they tell us is not a reality of a today in the stores and every day and how much you spend and how much you make.
Thank you so much.
I think I agree with Jim.
Thank you so much, Karina. We're coming up against the break. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY if you want to call and or text.
All right. Well, we got to take another break, but when we come back, we will wrap up today's show and send you on your way. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today, 715-295-295.
84922 because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising stuff.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
Owning livestock can be a tricky business at times. The insurance team at Egg Country Farm Credit Services understands, which is why we work with ranchers every day to help mitigate risk. So whether you're looking for protection against price declines or loss of gross margin, Egg Country can help you. Livestock revenue protection is available for cattle, dairy, and swine. Learn more about your options by contacting your local Egg Country office.
Welcome to Stone Age Gem Mineral and More.
Hi, I find myself worrying a lot at work.
I have a stone to help with that.
Really? My anxiety has been through the roof lately.
I have a crystal for that. Stone Age Gem Mineral and More is here for you. Find a natural solution to your everyday needs. Customize your healing with the help of knowledgeable staff. Find us on Facebook and start your healing journey today. Stone Age Gem Mineral and More. We have a crystal for that.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Skies expected. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 70.
I'm on my way, I'm making it. I've got to make it show, yeah.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And we kind of stumbled upon the topic of why is there such a disconnect between people's opinions on how the economy is doing, and that is largely only 18% of people think that we're doing okay, despite the fact that all numbers point to the fact that we're just fine. And I don't know if it's the media. I have to imagine it's the media and what
they're covering.
Covered again and again and again and again. But it's interesting of just our ability to not interpret things as they actually are.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Texter from the 608. Ross in Middleton. I think we only look at it from our personal perspective. Am I paying more at the grocery store? We, as a rule, don't look at the big picture. How is my neighborhood doing? How is my town doing? Is everyone working? Are they making good wages? Does everyone have housing? Et cetera, et cetera.
Well, yeah, and it's interesting because I feel like there, even in the last week for Wisconsin News, there was one headline that came out of Wisconsin Watch of how hard it is in certain parts of the state to keep up with the cost of living. So on the one side, this was from June 7th from Jacob Resnick. Rising cost of living in Northeast Wisconsin has many working families treading water. And then simultaneously, I think WPR had an article yesterday saying because of the tight labor market, what it means for workers, what it means for unions. And so sometimes it feels like there's also just conflicting reports on how people are doing in general. But what's funny is I agree with that as far as people look at their own finances.
Sure.
But at least in this report, people felt good about their personal finances. But when they talked about the economy as like an abstract, they thought it was bad. So it's like the inverse.
Right, right. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Our friend Greg from Waukesha is checking in. Hey, Greg, what do you think?
Jane and Kristen, well, the way I see it is this way.
I think that as long as we are stimulating the economy, as long as we are making the economy go, which, you know, truth, we need to have money to be able to stimulate the economy. But as long as we're supporting the businesses, you know, specifically the local businesses that are help our economy function, I think we're in good shape. This is a total outsider's perspective too. I don't, you know, see any of the numbers. I don't, you know, look at the numbers. I have a hard time, you know, even balancing my own budget, you know, from time to time. But as long as, you know, we are about stimulating the economy, and we do that by going out, you know, by not hiding in our houses and just going out and buying things and supporting the businesses we love. So thank you guys for letting me share.
Thanks, Greg.
Thanks so much. Yes, thanks so much, Greg.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Keith from Fond du Lac is joining us. What do you think, Keith?
Yeah, most people in 2022 lost nearly 0.25% of their 401k. Stats show.
Really?
And if you want to buy a house, just, yep. Well, nearly 0.25%. Most people looking at retirement have to work probably another 4 or 5 years to make up for that.
So you're saying you're going back to like the personal impact of I'm not doing well as the explanation of why people feel like we're in a recession.
Yes, anybody that has a 401k, it's pretty realistic when you open it up and look at your account how much money you lost.
Keith, I got to say personally for me, I haven't. I've checked my 401k. I checked it last week. And I'm up.
From compared to what? Beginning of the year?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, most people lost nearly 0.25%. It's all, if you look at any kind of investment, it's recorded.
Keith, if I want to look that up after the show, since we're getting to the end of the show, where should I find that?
Just put how much money, how much 401k was lost. It shows websites and legit BDIS and all kinds of them. Any financial advisor would tell you that too.
Okay.
Most people lost nearly 25%.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm definitely going to look into that after the break or after the show, because we only have about
3 minutes.
3 minutes left. So thanks for the call, Keith. And I know we had a couple more callers, but it seems like we've hit a nerve. So maybe we can start here tomorrow as far as talking a little bit more. I'll get a little bit more research on what has happened with 401ks. And obviously, but he does make a good point as far as who can afford a house right now.
Oh, yeah.
And the affordable house, like not even just affordable housing, but just housing in general that's not, you know, the $8 million mansion, that there's not as much competition in that level, at least in Wisconsin.
But if we're going to talk about prices, I also think we need to talk about the fact that there are industries that have been price gouging for the last 2.5-3 years.
There's people that have been price gouging. But even in when we talk about housing, that opens up a whole other thing. It's like, because I saw this, Texas, Florida, they're going to start banning outside investments from China. Because there's so much property being bought by Russians and Chinese companies, but also private, like American private equity companies that are just like, we're just going to buy houses and then rent them or sell them at a premium.
Yep.
That is also totally skewing the market right now. So it feels like there's a lot of different ways we can take this. So I think this is maybe where we'll start tomorrow. So if this, if we piqued your interest in today's topic about why is there a disconnect between the actual numbers of the economy and how people are feeling about the economy, come back tomorrow at 10 a.m. because we will start this conversation right back then. But for now, thank you for calling. Thank you for texting. Thank you for being part of the show. It's been a fun one. But we'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Greg Bach will be here and we will do it all over again. Thank you so much. This has been Ask Goes Wisconsin. Yeah.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets, and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there's nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5